Good morning, a happy Friday to all Hank fans and family that celebrate it.
It's why we love today.
I love it.
Just wait. 30th day of the fifth month has arrived for 2025. May got two left in it. 150 left to go. 215 remaining. June starts Sunday. We got 16 days until Dad's Day.
Aww.
So about 14 more of those. 37 until 4th of July.
Woo!
And today, otherwise known, National Scone Day.
Yeah, you know, it's like a lot of fat and carbs and calories for not a lot of juice in the squeeze.
I need a visual representation for what a scone is.
They're usually like triangle.
Oh.
And they're sold in fancy places.
So they're unhealthy?
Yes.
Okay, I like them. There you go. It is water a flower day.
I try. I bought some tomato plants this week. And we're giving it one more go.
We're going to have to definitely track this progress. We'll be on tomato plant watch.
I'd just like to apologize in advance.
World Juice Day.
Juicy, juicy.
And National Nail Tech Day.
I like this. Kimberly knows a lot about me. I know a lot about her.
Mm-hmm.
And we've bonded. And this is going to surprise you. But I actually did something that was none of my business when the last time we had a conversation. But I handled things. You should worry about it.
How'd your nails turn out after that?
Fantastic. You tell me.
On this date in 1896, the first car accident occurred. Well done.
Dang it.
On this date in 1911, speaking of cars, the inaugural Indianapolis 500 was run there. Indianapolis Motor Speedway, 1911.
Whoa.
1922, the Lincoln Memorial dedicated in Washington, D.C.
Hello, Abe.
In 1935, Babe Ruth plays his final professional baseball game.
That kid is going places.
On this date in 1966, it would have been their 59th wedding anniversary today, Dolly Parton marries Carl Dean.
Aww.
On this date in 2000, this is peak jorts, Eminem comes out with the Marshall Mathers LP. Who doesn't have that one? On this date in 2005, kind of a macabre day on these next two. 2005, Natalie Holloway disappears. And the next year, speaking of disappearances, in 2006, the FBI finds no trace of Jimmy Hoffa after they dug up a suburban Detroit horse farm.
There's so many layers to that.
Well, literally, I mean, they dug.
Yeah.
But Jimmy was in none of those.
I have no idea Detroit even had horse farms.
And tomorrow on this date in 1919, the first ever wedding was held in an aircraft. It happened over Houston, Texas.
They were so in love.
Talk about taking the plunge, man. That's quite the leap. Flying in 1919, too, was a bit risky. Or today, around Newark. That's also the same. We got weekend birthdays, starting with Friday today. Birthday cakes. NASCAR commentator, former driver Clint Bowyer. Good guy. 46 today. CeeLo Green is 50. Idina Menzel. She lets it go.
Mm-hmm.
54. Or Adele Dazeem.
She's very popular.
Winona Judd, 61 today. Love us some Winona. Ted McGinley is 67.
Oh, I love it. Was he on Too Close for Comfort?
Every show, there have been internet tropes about this. Every show that Ted McGinley showed up on, because he was never a part of original cast, he would always be added, it would be canceled within a season or two.
Yeah, it was
Happy Days, Married with Children. It was just Ted McGinley. Never invited on this show.
I'm sorry,
sure he's a
Ted.
Wonderful man, but no. Mm-hmm. No. Jake the Snake Roberts is 70 today.
You needed him in your bedroom.
Saturday, Farrah Abram. She's a teen mom, I think.
Oh.
Alum, 34. Waka Flocka. It's 39. I just like saying it. Colin Farrell. He's 49 tomorrow.
The Irish car bomb.
Brooke Shields is 60. 80s fame Corey Hart wears his sunglasses at 90. 63 tomorrow. Leah Thompson, Back to the Future, 64. Millionaire matchmaker Patty Stenger is 64 tomorrow.
This is really getting depressing. All these people
are old. Is she
married?
I don't know. Where's the proof, kid? Chris Elliott, 65, cabin boy. Tom Berenger, 76. Joe Namath, 82 tomorrow. Ooh, Clint Eastwood, 95
yeah,
tomorrow.
Yeah, baby.
Salute. On Sunday, you got Spider-Man's Tom Holland. He's 29, still looks about 17.
Mm-hmm.
Amy Schumer's 44. Alanis Morissette is 51.
She's deep.
Heidi Klum is 52.
She's a supermodel and needs to put her clothes on.
Lisa Hartman Black is 69 on Sunday. Ronnie Dunn of Brooks and Dunn, Texan, 72 on Sunday. You got Rolling Stones' Ronnie Wood, 78. Pat Boone is 91.
Oh. Uh-oh.
And turning 88 years old, or young, on Sunday, Morgan Freeman Zawantaneo.
Happy birthday, Morgan.